apart from much else, our lively interior created the outgassing that helped to build an atmosphere, and provided us with a magnetic field that shields us from cosmic radiation. It also gave us plate tectonics, which continually renews and rumples the Earth. If Earth were perfectly smooth, it would be covered everywhere with water to a depth of 4 kilometers. There might be life in that lonesome ocean, but there certainly wouldn't be baseball. In addition to having a beneficial interior, we also have the right elements in the correct proportions. In the most literal way, we are made of the right stuff. This is so crucial to our well-being that we are going to discuss it more fully in a minute, but first we need to consider the two remaining factors, beginning with another one that is often overlooked. We're a twin planet. Not many of us normally think of the Moon as a companion planet, but that is in effect what it is. Most moons are tiny in relation to their master planet. The Martian satellites of Phobos and Deimos, for instance, are only about 10 kilometers in diameter. Our Moon, however, is more than a quarter the diameter of the Earth, which makes ours the only planet in the solar system with a sizable Moon in comparison to itself. Except Pluto, which doesn't really count, because Pluto is itself so small. And what a difference that makes to us. Without the Moon's steadying influence, the Earth would wobble like a dying top, with goodness knows what consequences for climate and weather.